Hey, boy, you know of anything we should pray for?
Floyd.
All right. Lord, to pray. Father, we just pray that your will be done. Lord, just be with the brothers. Lead them and guide them and protect them. Lead us, Lord. Forgive our sins. And help us to just walk in truth and walk in life. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. For the older boys, young men, as far as the James thing goes, be thinking while we're going through this about a verse that you memorize in James, or something in there that kind of sticks out to you more than everything else. Maybe be thinking about that instead of you guys coming up to just say what you memorize. Just think of one of the verses that sticks out to you. Maybe what it means to you a little bit. Okay, so we'll do Psalm 35 if you've got a Septuagint. But if you don't, it's Psalm 36. Okay. Transgressor, so as to sin, says within himself, there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he acts deceitfully before him, lest he discover his lawlessness and hate it. The words of his mouth are lawlessness and deceit. He is unwilling. This is talking about a sinner, a man that's a sinner. Just not following God. Not following God. It says he is unwilling, or it says the words of his mouth are lawlessness and deceit. What does the word deceit mean? If the words of your mouth are deceit.
Like, you're not telling the truth.
That's right. A lie. He is unwilling to understand how to do good. He devises lawlessness on his bed, even while he's laying down asleep. He's just thinking about doing evil. That's what he thinks about. That's what he sets his mind on. He sets himself in every way not good. And he does not hate evil or abhor evil. Oh Lord. And that kind of changes. It was talking about the sinner, and now he's talking about the Lord. He says, oh Lord, your mercy is in heaven, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are a great deep. Men and cattle you will save, O Lord. How you multiply your mercy, O God. The sons of men shall hope under the shelter of your wings. They shall be intoxicated with the fatness of your house. And you will give them drink from the abundant water of your delight. For with you is a fountain of life. I was thinking about that in the earlier when it was talking about the words of his mouth, talking about the sinner, the words of his mouth our lawlessness and deceit. That with deceit and with lying, that is just evil, and that there's no life in a lie. If we live our lives and we're telling people lies, telling people things that are not truth, that's bad for us and bad for them. It's bad for everybody. And it's good for us to always try to be focused on what the truth is and make sure that's what comes out of our mouth is the truth. And it says, Jesus has said, He said, the truth shall set men free. And here it says, for with God is the fountain of life. In your light we shall see light. Extend your mercy to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of arrogance come against me, and may the hand of sinners not shake me. Those who work lawlessness fall there. They are cast out and unable to stand. So it's just a blessing because we can just live our lives either in falsehood, or we can live our lives in truth. And Jesus had said, He's the way, the truth, and the life. And it's just the right way, is to walk in truth. Okay, well, let's see, about the book of James, how many of you boys memorized the first verse? Okay, how about first and second verse? Third, fourth, okay, fifth. Okay. All right. Well, why don't we go ahead and stand up and why don't we go 1 through 6? Okay. You boys can all just go ahead and start and say it together. Arthur, why don't you get everybody started?
James, a bond servant of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed abroad, greetings. Consider it all the joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces an endurance, and that the endurance has a perfect result, so that
follow Arthur.
And that endurance
was that the sixth verse?
That was 5.
You got one more?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. That
is my. Oh, you didn't? Okay. Well, that's okay. Let's stop right there. And for next week, let's do another 5 or 6 verses, okay? All right. You boys can sit down. And young men, can you go ahead and sure.
greatest trial. I think that means that we're supposed to take courage when somebody gets mad at us or something when we're telling the truth.
Thank you for letting me decide each other to be the kind of life the Lord